right?
Happy fucking Halloween. You got your second Moderna yesterday.
I did.
Yesterday?
Friday.
Okay, so how was your
As
Saturday?
It turned out, the big day was yesterday, though.
Okay, so you woke up and you felt great, you're saying.
Well, okay, so Friday, I got it at 2 o'clock. Actually, there was a bit of a snafu, too. I went and got the shot, my first shot, in Barrio Logan, and at the Family Planning Center there. And I got an email on Thursday directing, or a text on Thursday directing me to that same place, and which I planned on anyway, and sure enough, so I went there at 1:45 to check in, and oh, we don't have any Moderna here. And I said, oh, no? So what are you going to make? We only have Pfizer. So what are you going to do, mix and match? And they go, no, you can't do that. So
you can't do that. I was wondering about that. Like, can you mix and match? Do it like a Johnson & Johnson, follow that up with a Pfizer, throw it in a Azteca?
So right now, that's no. So, and they were most emphatic about that. So they sent me to another location, out 8. It was near a Costco on Market. So it wasn't that far away, but it was, you know, it took another 15 minutes to get there. So I was a little late checking in, but they put me to the head of the line because, oh, you're from Logan Heights, huh? So, okay.
Oh, okay.
Let's put you up here. So I got it about 2 o'clock, 2:30 maybe at that point, and then I went over to Cosmo's place, and we watched Basket Case. If you've ever seen that movie, I don't know if I would recommend it, but it's pretty hilarious. Anyway, I went home about 6 o'clock. I was starting to feel lethargic. And, but, you know, only that, just a bit tired, that weird tiredness that you get from it. Which was like the first
Friday.
Time. This is still Friday.
Everybody check out Basket Case, right? Is that plug? It's great.
I could recommend it. I mean, it's hilarious. It's ridiculous, but it's hilarious.
Okay, it's ridiculously hilarious. Would you say that?
No. It's ridiculous.
Hilarious?
And hilarious.
Is it hilariously ridiculous?
It is that too, yes. Yes, that's closer
well, that's
to it.
Good. Well, that's good. Now I do want to check it out. Okay, so that's that plug. Okay.
It's a 70s cheapo horror, but...
That's not helping.
Right. I know. It wouldn't help me either.
I don't think anyone would hear that and go, oh, all right, let me check that out. No.
Yeah,
that
would not attract me either, but it's one of those that defies the odds.
Was that on your streaming service?
Oh, no. I went over. Cosmo says, we got to watch Basket Case. So, okay.
What, he had it on DVD or something? I don't understand. How did you watch it over there?
No, he had a file. He had a downloaded file.
Okay, well, all right. Don't download.
He's got a bunch
file.
Of movies.
Go. Okay, just enough of that. Okay,
I don't know where you're
going to
get it. If you know, it's certainly not on Netflix.
It could be on Amazon Prime.
Right.
I don't know what you're laughing at. You know, I know it's fashionable to bash Amazon right now because the employees are pissing in jars. You know?
Right.
So I understand. Okay, so there you are. It's Friday. You're
all right. So I go
you're
home.
You're feeling a little fatigued. This is
yeah.
You're fatigued, but you're okay.
So, yes, I go home and... You know, I made myself some soup, and basically spent the rest of the evening on the couch, which is pretty much like it was the first time around. Yeah. So I wake up Saturday morning though,
okay.
And it's worse.
How does your neck feel?
It's funny you should mention that. It was a little sore.
Yeah. A little sore. My neck.
Well, I had a headache basically, but it was down near my neck. Yeah, the bottom
okay.
of my the back of my head.
Yeah, the base of the head. Yeah, I guess
yeah.
It's getting into the spinal. It's getting into the spinal fluid there. Is what
I guess. I don't know. I suppose Some people are thinking, if you know, is it working if I'm not feeling bad, you know? And I guess
it's definitely working.
Well, it was working on me, that's for sure.
Okay, so you woke up and you had what, joint pain, muscle pain, what was the deal? Fatigue?
Yeah, achy joints. Pretty much it felt like flu without the nausea.
Okay.
And I went ahead and went to coffee. It progressed during the, you know, the course of Saturday. In fact, I went home early from coffee, and it was just, I was down. In fact, I went to bed. I don't go to bed. I don't nap, you know, and I napped and I read and I napped some more and finally got up about, sometime in the afternoon. Then it was the couch for the rest of the day. I was even thinking about, a pain reliever, you know, like an aspirin or ibuprofen or something. And you're not supposed to take aspirin with it, I guess.
Oh, well, that's good.
Right? So.
I mean, I haven't, so that's good.
Yeah. So I thought, well, okay, I'm, it's not that bad. And it wasn't that bad. It was a kind of a dull, you know, mild headache, achy joints. It wasn't horrible, but it wasn't great. But today I feel pretty good. Pretty much all of that's gone now. I mean, I'm not gonna drop and give you 50, but I feel okay.
Okay, so I got the Johnson & Johnson on Thursday.
Oh, so you're just a one-shot deal.
One-shot deal, and, you know, they were very strict. They're like, oh, you got to bring mail, you know, really prove your residency for the area kind of thing.
Oh, really?
To get it. Except when I was in line, the nurse was asking people where they're from, and some people were like, oh, we're from Sunny Slope, which is like 2 hours from here. You know? Right. So people were driving a distance to get the Johnson & Johnson. Apparently everybody's going to get the Johnson & Johnson. So I felt good about that. So I got it. arm was a little bit sore, maybe.
When did you get it? Yesterday?
I got it Thursday.
Okay.
Okay. So then Friday I was wiped out. Like,
oh, really?
My neck had hurt a lot, you know, and just no energy, kind of hazy.
Yeah.
That's Friday. Yesterday, Saturday, the neck is much worse. You know, like I slept really wrong on it is how it feels.
Oh, right. Like with a crick in your neck.
It's the same pillow. It's the same. Everything's the same, but, you know, exactly.
Except for Johnson & Johnson.
So apparently it's my body is attempting to fight it. I have no idea what's happening. Look, I'm getting vaccinated. This is what happens. You get a little, you know, some people are affected by it, right?
Yeah, right. So, some people less, some people more. And I think I was kind of in the middle.
I don't know if this is less or more. That's what I feel like. I don't know how to judge this. I don't know what other people are going through.
I think I was kind of in the middle of it, you know, between the range of not hardly feeling anything and being really sick. I was kind of in the middle.
So I'm hoping that tomorrow, right, the neck will be lessened, or because if it's worse, I might have an issue tomorrow, you know.
Right. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's a feature of Johnson & Johnson's one-shot deal. It's a little more. I don't know. Maybe getting it all at once like that is, you know, doubles up on the whole deal.
Oh, what's also nice is Friday, as I was easing into this suffering, you know the Hindenburg, when the Hindenburg blows up?
Yeah.
You know what I mean, that photo.
Oh, the humanity.
So my life for the last few months has kind of resembled like a slow, drawn-out version of that event, kind of. Okay. And I've now reached, I'm glad you said humanity, because I've now reached the oh, humanity portion of the show, which is... You know, because there was a moment there when it started to burn where it was like, are they going to get control of this? What's happening?
All right.
There was a moment of shock and disbelief as it was going on. And then,
exactly.
And then when you realize the full scale of it, then you reach the oh, humanity portion.
Yeah, you hear all of that in Morris's reportage of the whole incident on the scene.
So here we are.
Oh, the humanity.
The humanity, meanwhile, getting, I guess, reverse poisoned, I guess. I don't know. What happened?
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay, I get that.
Hmm. But then again, you know, I'm not Matt Gaetz, so it's okay, I guess. At the end of the day. I mean, it could be worse. Things could be worse for me, you know.
Things could be worse.
Things could be worse.
Talking about what's worse, tell me something. I'm going to give you a choice of three things here, and you can tell me what you think is worse. Taking a 17-year-old across state lines for something. Sex parties with ecstasy. Showing your alleged pals at work naked pictures of women you are having sex with.
Are the naked pictures of underage girls as well, or?
That's unclear.
Okay.
But congressmen that he knows have worked a little disgusted with, you know, this junior congressman pulling up their naked pictures of women that he was having sex with and showing them.
Sure. Yeah.
So that's pretty bad. That might be it right there. But
it's tough.
Yeah, I guess
it's real tough. All three of them are really rough. So
I mean, because sex parties with ecstasy, right? That's awesome, you know.
Well, shouldn't they call it Sextasy?
I like that. Well, that's the name of the book.
Just come on. I mean, it has the word, it has the sound sex in it, even though. I mean.
Yeah. Well, I think it's interesting
that.
Honestly,
I could never perform on ecstasy. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean.
Actually,
yeah.
Come to think of it, really not really at any other time also. But
okay.
I would say less. I would say less so in that moment. No.
I would agree with that. I mean, it was hit and miss, really. It could be great, and
a lot of narcotics kind of have that thing to them where they make you more aroused but less able to perform. Would you say?
Yeah. Right. No, I've experienced that.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. So I guess it's taking a 17-year-old across state lines for really anything at all, but.
It's close. I put that at 38%.
Right.
Yeah, I guess.
I think it's interesting, though, that the only person in Congress to vote against the human trafficking bill in 2017 is being investigated for, wait for it, human trafficking.
oh my goodness. I was going back and forth with this writer on Twitter about this. It makes you think like it's the Truman Show in a way. Cause when you see all of these, like there's a picture of him with about six girls that are in his target group. He's at a high school and he's saying, great lunch table today at blah, blah, blah high school. And he has this big shit eating grin on his face. And it's like all of these things are popping up now, and it's almost like it's poorly written in a way. You understand what I'm saying? Like you wouldn't, if you were going to write this out as a thing, you wouldn't do it like this because it's kind of hackneyed, kind of.
Like it's kind of like American Pie meets the Mr. Deeds goes to Washington or something.
It's unbelievable. He has another tweet. Gaetz has another tweet they found. There's always a tweet, right? There's some tweet he has. He's making fun of some Democrat. He's like, my fifth grade Canadian girlfriend is smarter.
Whoa.
Like, are you fucking, are you, you know, I understand in context, he'll say, well, I meant when I was in fifth grade. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
But then all this stuff comes out and it's like, I'm just saying it looks
the context,
totally
yeah.
Yeah. So is that just the randomness of nature and sometimes nature is randomly poorly written or is this a bad play we're watching?
I don't think they're mutually exclusive, both those parameters, I think.
It's unreal.
You really can't believe it. SNL had a great time with it the other day, yesterday.
Well, this guy's probably going to prison, So
I mean, there's a good chance. Yeah.
And I'm guessing, I'm saying right now, it's going to be 20 months. He's going to get.
Oh, okay. Oh,
that's
we could do a pool.
A
pool on that.
What do you 20 think? Months? If I set the over under at 20 months, do you like the over or the under?
I would go for 21 months. And then I'd have
like
the over.
Over.
Yeah.
I gotcha. What do you think he's going to get?
I really have no idea. I mean, it could go so many different directions.
He's being attacked for his hubris right now, not for no other reason. He finally pissed. Enough people got pissed off about those pictures that he was showing.
Yeah.
You know, you're not supposed to do that. And they're jealous. The older guys are jealous that he's doing
that. So there's a lot of Republicans that are pissed off at him.
Well, of course they've been pilfering from the staff their whole careers, but they had to do it behind closed doors in the shadows. They weren't brazen about it. They weren't taking photographic evidence of it. They never would do that. But here he's doing it. He's operating with total impunity, and he's a Trumpist on top of it.
Yeah.
So you put it all together, I think they sold him out on purpose, and I think they did it because he was just an asshole about it. That's what I
think. Yeah. So he could get a couple of years. He could easily.
None of these guys have any moral code. Can we get past the fact that not a single one of these guys has any moral code? You know, come on now. As a group, I'm saying.
As a group, that's for absolutely.
If you look at the crimes they commit, basic crimes like domestic violence, drunk driving, things like that, that they commit as a group, they're way more criminals than even regular people. And you've seen that list, right? Of all the things they've done. You know
right,
I mean?
Right. Just mention the way Republicans talk about rape.
It's not just Republicans, though. It moves across the aisle. There's scumbags on both sides of the aisle. But,
well, that's
you know,
that's for certain. Oh, you mean
saying,
politicians
saying,
have a
politicians in general
challenged moral code.
Absolutely. Yes. That's
okay. I'm going to go. I mean, and that's not across the board, but I'm going to go along with you on that because most. I mean, the first politician I've seen in my lifetime that wasn't open and honest about his entire program, didn't push forward those parts of his program that he thought people would like and hold to close to the chest parts that he didn't think people would like, Bernie Sanders is the first one that I've ever seen in my life that would do that.
Okay,
be completely open about...
This. Not Bernie Sanders. We're not talking about Bernie Sanders.
Right, exactly.
I don't consider him a politician. I consider him a public servant.
Right to the original definition.
Exactly. Yeah.
But Gates, Mike, he takes it to a new level. That's for sure. I like it when he explained his the sole vote against the human trafficking bill. He said he explained that he wanted to limit government.
Oh, okay.
He called it.
Yeah, you don't want. You certainly don't want the government horning in on human trafficking.
Right, that's the idea.
Can you imagine how fucked up it would be if government were running it? Well, you know what I mean. Yeah.
He called it mission creep. Another interesting choice of words.
It's a tough deal here. There's another one, him with a t-shirt on. Can't remember. It's like Warriors for Justice. And it's there's so many photos and stuff coming out. It makes me think, you know, like I was saying on Twitter, it makes me think, you know, is this planned? Like, you know what I mean? Is this a test to see how little attention we're paying? Imagine if it was aliens running it. They're super advanced. So in a way, they're kind of dumb, right? In a way.
Totally. Why do so many Republicans have goofy hairdos?
Okay, I don't... It's the same bar. They all use the same. They use the same barber. So
right, I guess. He looks like he sleeps on his face. You know.
Well, he's been doing it for a long time. There's a tradition to getting your hair cut at particular places. You know what I mean? The guy's been cutting stuff. He cut Teddy Roosevelt's hair. His dad cut Warren Harding's hair. You know what I mean? It's kind of there's a nepotism again.
Oh, well, right.
Mm.
And tradition.
I have an idea, though.
Yeah.
It seems like we mentioned Bernie Sanders, and if we start mentioning politicians we respect, admire, or whatever, not on the list, right? For as many of them as there are, there's not a long list.
Yeah.
Okay. So is it possible that the, money, endowment, nepotism, that deal isn't producing enough quality candidates? Would you say that that's true? You know, like the legacy, nepotism, Richie, that mechanism that produces our politicians, by and large, it's not doing a good enough job. Would you say that?
Political families.
The fact that there's, I'm saying political families with money, blah blah blah. The channels that create our senators are not producing enough good ones.
Well, that's clear.
So my idea is, what if we required all senators, congressmen, senators, presidents as well, to first be medical doctors?
That would be easy.
Because we do need smart people in those rooms, right?
Well, I've got a one name answer for that. Ben Carson.
And then also gives a unnecessary strength to pharmaceutical companies. Okay. All right. Maybe I have to rethink this a little bit. What if instead of doctorate was then that favors the rich again?
The main profession that's giving us politicians is, of course, lawyering, which is, and
what
it makes sense because they know the law.
Well, that's
ostensibly.
True. Okay, man. See, I don't necessarily want a bunch of smart lawyers either. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm going to say let's set the IQ. I'm not sure that helps. What if we? What if we did
it's together? A tough
what
one.
If we said? What if we said you can't be a politician if your IQ is over? You have to be You'd have to be slightly dim-witted to do it. I don't know. I'm not sure what the answer is because it seems like.
Well,
the
now, so,
of the
so
job,
now you're knocking out Thomas Jefferson and Jimmy Carter and.
Yeah. Okay. I'm out. Look. I've always system. So maybe we need to approach it another way. Maybe we need to give politicians or something. Like do it differently. Do it by.
Some sort of meritocracy.
Representative government in and of itself exists only because it begins in a time when communication was strained, difficult, prohibitive. Exactly. So we don't live in that time anymore. Now everyone can get online inextensibly. I mean, as soon as Musk gets his satellites working, everyone will have high-speed internet. So, I mean, I'm saying maybe it should go more to popular vote now. Maybe we're done with the representative government thing. What do you think about that? Do the people, you know?
Well, I'm saying yes. We certainly got much more suffrage rights now than we did, you know, when they first wrote the Constitution. And so we certainly got a lot more now than we did then, and government really hasn't improved. The thing with it is, I don't know that it wouldn't have been better if they didn't have a broader suffrage in, you know, 1776 or 1789.
We're doing action right now to limit the scale of voting, the ability to vote.
They're doing it in Georgia. They're doing it in several other Republican-held states. But I don't know.
You have companies. You have great, great public services. You know, I'm trying to think of voter.org or vote.org. They're trying to get the John Lewis bill through to extend voting rights. nationwide, you know.
I thought it was For the People Act. What's the John Lewis
For the
bill?
People. Maybe I just saw like a John Lewis kind of everyday.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
With that, which makes sense. Which makes sense. You know.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
So there's action moving in both directions, certainly.
Exactly.
I would say.
Exactly. And I think it's looking like this might be a self, at least in Georgia, this might be a self-defeating act. We've got Coca-Cola and Delta Air, who are based in Atlanta, both condemning the bill. And Major League Baseball has canceled an All-Star game in Atlanta because of the bill. And it's motivating Democrats in the state even more than they were during the Senate election. So this could turn out to be self-defeating for them. And I hope it is. I think it just may be that it is.
What about term limits? And in term limits, I mean you get one term and that's it. You can't get a second term.
I'm not against.
Why not?
I'm not for term limits at all.
Shouldn't the general population, the will of the people, be expressed with each election, not some incumbency, blah 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 blah?
That throws the baby out with the bathwater. That throws the good out with the bad.
You don't think we would have done better than Mitch McConnell?
I have every confidence, let's put it this way, I have every confidence in the power broker's ability to put a sycophant in there every time, even if it's only one term. I don't think term limits would do anything to get the sycophants out.
Okay, help me fix this. How would you fix it? I mean, you know, the obvious answer of getting corporate money out of it.
Sure. So that would, I would like to see a constitutional amendment that would make Citizens United, impossible, and to make sure that, entities such as corporations are not individuals. And they don't have free speech rights.
I mean, how about an amendment that corporations cannot participate in political activity?
Exactly. Well, and there are bills that kind of go in that direction, but Citizens United shot all those down and defined money as free speech. Spending on campaigns went up billions during that, you know, right after. Billions. In total. But,
take an empty vodka bottle, like a heavy one, a nice one, you know, and just smash me with it. You know what I mean? like really thump me a bunch of times. Can you do that for me?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Come on.
Because I don't think it would help. It wouldn't help you. It wouldn't help you.
I'll wear a beanie so you don't see any of the damage.
It wouldn't make any difference. You know, if it would help you, I wouldn't mind the blood, but it wouldn't. So I'm not.
You positive it won't help me?
Pretty much.
Are you sure? Now you're a doctor. Okay. Are you looking? Let me ask you this: do you look down on me because I got the Johnson and Johnsons and you got the Moderna? Do you feel in any way if we were hanging out that you'd be like, "Oh, he's a little diseased"? Would you think that or no?
No, not at all. Oh, he's got Johnson and Johnson.
Because I'll show you some fucking 67% efficacy. Enjoy that. I'm sitting here at 97. What's the matter? You couldn't afford a good doctor? No. You have to. I'll send you some fucking studies. The back end of the Johnson & Johnson is real nice. You start to get to like day 30. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean.
I think it's better.
So Fauci and CDC all tout it as being just fine. Take it. you know.
That's fine.
So
yeah,
so I go along with all of that, you know.
It's
the best thing
little,
to do.
It's just a little limp. It's a little limp dick at the beginning is the problem, but it gets strong. It gets real strong at the end. It's fine.
Yeah. So
day
right.
30, you're like peaking, you know.
Yeah. So yeah, I feel good about having mine. I'm gonna make
plans. I think this is a pretty good year to go to Burning Man. No.
Well, I've never done that, and don't
no,
think
this
I
could be the year.
Ever would, yeah. Right? I wonder what's Burning Man gonna be like.
Burning Man's gonna be fucking off hook this year.
It seems like it sure could be. Well, I mean, partying this summer is gonna be something. That's for sure.
I wish we could broadcast from there, but it's illegal. Like, you're not supposed to really talk about what happens there and stuff. You know what I mean?
Is that right?
Well, a lot of people Instagram, but you're supposed to have some discretion about posting what goes on there. In the spirit of it.
What happens at Burning Man stays at Burning Man.
Kinda, or it's more like you're supposed to be thinking about yourself here in the moment, as opposed to producing something that you're going to spending the time to make a product that you're going to
right.
sell outside of the thing. That's not the spirit of the thing. The thing is, nobody brings any money, any shares. It's huge. You know, and it's a festivus. You know?
Right, right. I mean, and there's a display of technology and a display of craft and that. You know,
people
all
spend
of that.
A lot of their own money to make gigantic art installations.
And, yeah.
You know, people go into bankruptcy to have something there to contribute to the artistic experience of it. There's no place for art like Burning Man, in my mind.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know a brilliant electrical engineer who designs these incredible trees that with lights on them that do these really amazing patterns. It's stunning.
I'm going this year.
Yeah, I've never been. It you know, I no. mean, I've got so many friends that, you know, go and love it and all of that, but the
can
wind and the
burners,
dust.
So you know burners, like in San Diego burners, or no?
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure.
Do you think you could ingratiate me with some of them?
Sure, I'll introduce you.
Okay. All right, we'll figure that out.
You know, but yeah, I'll, you know, I don't know, at least by,
this is
you know, May
the, this
or June.
This is the year to go. But this is the year to go. If you were never going to go, if you were like, I don't know, I'm not really into it, this would be a year. This is a year, 2021, I'm telling you this, this is a year to travel, to go to different places, because you're going to see things, feeling and energy in people that has not existed before. We're coming out of a pandemic.
Entirely
true. It's going to be an explosion of joy, no matter where you go, if it's your local beach, if it's your, I'm telling you, this is, 2021 is the year to come out, not at this moment, in another month, let's say.
I'd say by summer.
Definitely by the beginning of June, things are going to look a lot different. This
right?
is the time to come out of your shell and experience life and
everything you've been missing for a year, you're going to double down on now.
Look, I'm speaking to the hermits out there. If you're listening to this podcast, you're probably, you know, something's wrong with you, like, so, I mean, there's no way, you know what I mean? Listen, this is the year. I'm speaking to myself. I'm speaking to you directly. This is the year. This is the time to get out of your shell and go experience people. Am I right or no?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, it's.
Have you
it's
felt
gonna
the
be big. It's going to be an explosion.
At the coffee shop. What about at the coffee shop? The energy must be different there. No, as it starts to reopen, can't you feel it there? These people are like, holy shit, we're about to get back to life, or no?
Not so much yet. I mean, we, you know, we're still in partial lockdown, so.
But they still have you jammed in the parking lot, or no?
Well, it's kind of funny. I mean, we can sit on the deck now.
There you go.
And I sometimes do, and I sometimes still sit in my car too. So there's that. If it looks like too many people jammed up on the deck, I'm probably going to go to my car.
I'm fucking Johnson & Johnson. I don't give a fuck anymore.
So I feel less like that. No, cool. So now, though, with a second shot, I do feel safer about being around people.
See, you got the Rolls Royce of the vaccines, the Moderna. That's the Rolls Royce.
Really?
97% efficacy.
Yeah, right.
You better fucking believe it. You better fucking believe it. Two shots, intervaled. You're done.
Yeah, right.
You are officially done. You can't get it. You know what I mean?
Well,
supposedly. Your body's got a blueprint. Your body has a blueprint, and it is ready to attack. It knows that thing now. So.
Right. Given, I mean, right, without some anomaly having happened, I'm there. I'm safe.
Like you could go swimming. You could work at a hospital. You could bathe COVID patients now. It ain't a thing. You know,
well, I want to go up and see my old dad, and I didn't want to do that all year because who knows, you know. And I didn't want to get on a plane, for one. Didn't want to, you know, drive 500 miles. I didn't want to do any of that. So
well,
that's
I'm
something
building,
I will do.
So I've got a couple weeks here before I get to that point. You know what I mean? Johnson & Johnson, you're talking about maybe 21, 24 days, let's say. Start to be somewhere.
Well, I understand it takes a couple of weeks out for me, too. A couple of weeks. It should be it, though. The antibodies should be in full effect.
We're feeling it. I can taste it in my mouth, and we're feeling it at the top of our spines. You know what I mean? As it tries to just assimilate into our spinal fluid. You know what I mean? This hurts. It doesn't feel as bad as not being able to breathe and dying of COVID complications. It's not that bad. You know
right?
I mean? But this is real shit. I mean, it's, you know, there's something medically happening.
Well, right. I mean, and vaccines typically work that way.
Get sick. You usually get sick a little bit. Yeah.
That's how they discovered vaccines, as a matter of fact, was milkmaids. They discovered milkmaids weren't getting smallpox. And they were wondering why, you know. And they started researching this. This is in the 1700s. And they started researching this, and they found out they would get what they called cowpox. A really light illness. But it also made them immune to smallpox. So, what they started doing was giving people cowpox, and then they figured out
with cowpox.
Yeah, which made you kind of a little sick, and then they figured out a better vaccine on the smallpox. But that's how it started. And you would get sick.
Like people that work at the virology labs where they study the viruses, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you have the requisite education to get a job like that, then what they do is put you through a battery of inoculations, okay? Where they figure out what your threshold is for virus.
Oh,
virus
really?
Threshold. Yes. So, you know, if you're, let's say you're responsive to level one viruses, meaning they can give you a vaccine for a level one virus and you show that you're cool with it, okay? Then you can work at that level one viruses. So you could start working with those because
I'm not sure what that means.
That would be things non-lethal viruses, let's say.
Okay.
So since you have the ability to be vaccinated against it, okay, then you can work with it.
Okay, gotcha.
So then there's level two viruses, which are a little more heavy, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And there's vaccinations for those, and you go through that battery. And if you're cool with those, they let you work with those if you're responsive to those vaccines, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Then there's the stage where there's Ebola and stuff like that. Where there's no vaccines for them, right? That's the level where anyone can work.
Uh-huh.
think about that.
if you go far enough, it's almost like a complete circle.
It's totally fine because there's no protecting you from it anyway. So
anyway.
So
back to square one.
Yeah, that's right. So you're really bad. Oh, you're really a person that gets sick easy. Oh, let me put you with the worst shit. Because... It's pretty wild. Yeah.
Seems like a crazy model, but okay.
I guess it's the way it worked out organically. I'm happy to be part of this experiment. What a wonderful time. Look, this thing might... What if we all...
It's a global experiment, yes.
It's a total global experiment. It's happening in real time, and it's...
Yeah. Oh,
it's for profit. It's for profit as well. So it has...
That's true.
Yeah. If you haven't bought the Moderna stock, you might as well.
Right? If you're into that.
You might as well make some money.
If you're into buying stock, yeah.
If it doesn't kill you, you might as well make some money. I feel the same way with Johnson & Johnson. I've never been a huge fan of the Johnson & Johnson company. Have you? Because they make Tylenol, right?
Right. I mean,
that's Tylenol.
You know,
right?
It seems like I've read some things about Johnson & Johnson that are a little unsavory, but I can't remember anything right off the hand.
I don't know anything at all about the company. I just know in college when I was taking pharmacology. Johnson & Johnson is Tylenol, right? No.
All right. I wouldn't doubt you.
I'm asking you, are you familiar with Johnson & Johnson having a product called Tylenol, or is that somebody else makes that? I'm asking you.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure we could look it up, but...
Fuck, I have to look it up because I'm about to... I got to look it up. Hold on.
Yeah, right. I mean, these pharmaceutical companies, starting with Bayer, heroin and aspirin, you know, Now, what else do they make? Methadrine wasn't
okay,
that there
it is,
also?
It is Johnson & Johnson. Okay.
Okay.
I do remember this because I was really high all that time. But I do remember this, right? The professor explained it to me that if you were going to design a poison for the human liver, that was
it would be Tylenol.
And that's what you would come up with at the end of the day. Like, if you did it perfectly, something that would kill you, but over time where you wouldn't notice it, Tylenol. And did you know that he also told me, I don't know if this is true, but he said Tylenol is the base for a lot of medications. A lot of different drugs will take a Tylenol pill and add their drug to it.
Really?
Body assimilates. Yes, that's what he told me. He said that's why pills are bullshit. Because a lot of them are just Tylenol. So it's you're taking, on top of whatever else you're getting from the pill, you're also taking a liver poison. That's what he said.
Well, what if your business model depends upon people being ill? How much do you want to make sure they stay well?
I would like to just say right now that I was on a lot of drugs when that was said to me. Did I get that across or not? So I may not be remembering it correctly. Also, this is a satire program.
Well, we're just a couple of guys, a couple of hillbillies yammering here about what's going on.
But you understand we're doing satire, right, James? It's satire. Say it. Say it.
Satire, huh? Is that what this is?
Say we are... You're goddamn right. Hey, look, you better fucking hope it is. You know what I mean? They'll take every fucking dime we have, I'm telling you.
Well, I would certainly like to think it is, so I'll give you that. I certainly would like to think it is.
You want to fuck with Johnson & Johnson and Tylenol? Is that what you got some idea that we're going to fuck with them? Is that in your mind? It's satire. Say it. Say it. Okay. So, no, but I have the Johnson & Johnson in me, and I'm telling you, I am excited to be a part of this. I'm happy it was the Johnson & Johnson. I'm glad I don't have to go back for another shot, right?
Right, and what a wonderful product
Tylenol
is.
Look, I read the studies about the after effects of the J&J and moving forward, and it's extremely positive on the back end of this as we start to approach a month where this is in me. You know what I mean? Well,
That comports with everything I've read as well.
You think that's enough for Tylenol?
Well, you know, there's
the Tylenol. Like, what do you think?
Yeah, I think we're safe. I think we're safe.
Professor said it. Some brain dead professor said it. Okay, I'd rather have him sue me.
Yeah, I mean, you got nothing against it. Pharmaceuticals, they've got all the resources they need.
I love Johnson & Johnson, and I couldn't recommend Tylenol highly. I have some in my, any medicine chest worth its salt will have a bottle of Tylenol in it, you know, for any number of reasons. So.
I still have to say, and I think it's fair use to say that, the motivations of pharmaceutical companies isn't to keep you well, it's to make you well, but you got to get sick, you know, so they'd rather you weren't all that healthy, at least for their business model. In other words,
That sounds very insidious. I think the poor health of the Americans is based off of lifestyle and diet.
Absolutely.
Okay. I think pharmaceutical has risen up around that as a product coding to kind of service those needs, let's say.
Sure, which are in many cases based on poor diet, upset stomach, all the way from upsets.
That being said, I don't think the pharmaceutical company themselves or the pharmaceutical company investor necessarily has a problem with seeing a line of cars in a drive-thru at a fast food place. Let's say that.
Yeah, right, exactly.
If you're invested in it, that doesn't hurt you at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know, it's a fee change.
So,
I mean,
that's what speaks well for a healthcare system that is public. The interest now is not in, you know, taking care of as many sick people as you can, but keeping people as healthy and well as you can. So it kind of reverses the onus to, you know, keep people well. And so you would educate the public if it was the government, you would educate the public on, you know, how to not go see doctors all the time. So,
well, I think some countries around the world have some interesting ideas on how to help this. I think I saw some of them are harsher than others. I saw in Korea they had an escalator going up some stairs. Right? An escalator going up, and then next to
it. Is this north or south?
South Korea. So there was an escalator, and then next to that there were physical stairs that you had to climb up, going from one to the other.
Uh-huh.
On the physical picture of a man and woman, or a man painted there, okay, and on the escalator at the front it had a very fat man. Okay.
Oh.
So if you're a little bit portly, as you approach this decision, you know, it's kind of a tough thing, right? It encourages you out of shame to take the stairs.
Right. All you fatties take the stairs.
Fatty takes the stairs. So then I saw somewhere in Europe, maybe it was England, you're approaching the tube to get on the tube, and there's where you pay the ticket, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or there's a machine where you can do 20 jumping jacks in front of the camera.
And then get on?
Yes.
And wow.
So you can avoid your fee for the tube by doing a little bit of exercise.
What a great idea. And of course these are governments with public health care.
Sure, absolutely.
They're trying to keep people healthy. So they don't have to pay so much money to get them well. Yeah. One thing that's been going on this week that we haven't talked about yet today is the Derek Chauvin trial. That's produced some interesting testimony. Yes. I mean, what has happened to these witnesses? That 9-year-old girl and
everyone that saw this was physically damaged by watching it. So that's what I've seen. And then you have the prosecution arguing that it was drugs that killed him. So
that's the defense.
That's the defense. Oh no! It didn't matter that he was on his neck for 9 minutes.
Yeah, right. And I don't think that's playing well. But it just takes one juror.
It's not playing well on social media, and it only takes one juror. So
we'll see. We'll see how it works.
This is a whole other issue, but this is the system we have so that people can't get railroaded. And unfortunately, it's fucking it.
With politics the way they are right now.
Look, it's been said before, but pretty much the only way you can get on a jury is to prove that you're a moron, basically.
Yeah.
That's the only way. That's it. Otherwise, you're not. They don't want smart people on juries. Nobody does. Not the prosecution, not the defense, nobody. They want the dumbest people they can find. Am I right or not?
Yeah, right? And there are people willing to look the other way, way down the other way, if it's a cop. So,
and you have this other problem where you have really smart people that want to get on juries and, quote, make a difference.
Okay? Yeah, right.
And it's easier for a smart person to play a dumb person than it is for a dumb person to play a smart person. You know?
That's true.
So it's tough. You have these sharpshooters that come in. So, this is a rough thing. Am I sure that he's going to get convicted? No, I am not. How do you feel? I'm not 100% sure. You know?
Well, because of just looking at the testimony so far, I would say any juror on there that wants to go up against that, it would have to have some balls. Or something, you know, I feel confident.
Since Rodney. Okay.
Is it evolution?
I'm saying, have we evolved since Rodney King? Since Rodney King, are we different now? We're different now?
I would say we are different now. I don't know if it's evolution, but yeah, we are different now. And I think it's clear.
75 million people voted for Trump, so. Are we different, or?
Right. It's so clear that
I'm saying the pendulum might be swinging in favor of reason, but I'm saying it's not swinging that much right now. It's you know what I mean.
I don't know if you could call it reason, if that's the direction that it's swung.
I don't know what the right word is. I'm not sure.
I'm not either. It's definitely swung in a direction, though. There's certainly, and in this particular case, given what happened for months and months and months all the way through the summer and in a pandemic, the kinds of nationwide protests, and I think they're going to have to be thinking about that, and I think they will think about that.
If he walks, the cities will burn. So
I think people expect that.
Cities will burn. So there it is.
Right. So that's one reason why I think he's not going to walk. He's going to jail. He needs to go to jail for a long time, too. So if he gets
the question,
a short...
Then, in terms of a social need, social change issue, is it time to start moving to fix it, or do cities need to burn another time?
Right. That's a question, isn't it?
That's the question. Because it only can happen organically. There is no other way for it to happen. So
yeah.
Is it time, or are we going to go through this one more time? Do we need to see it one more time?
It feels like George Floyd is a turning point, though. It feels like
that. We're going to find out.
Yeah, right? Right?
Not a long time from now. So
right?
We'll be following.
Well,
and
particularly this one that's so, I'll use the word egregious. It's so egregious that, I mean, he kneeled on his neck for almost 9 minutes. Nobody thinks that wasn't excessive. And his police chief is going to come on and testify to that it was excessive. It was not part of department policy. And when's the last time a police chief came on stand and testified against his cop? That's different right there.
Right.
So, we're going to find out soon.
We're going to find out. I guess that's it. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And it is a good morning. I feel so much better today, and I feel safe.
I don't. It's yeah. Good morning. So we're completely split, the two of us, on that. It's the worst morning ever. So,
good morning.
It's a 50-50 day, folks, and, you know, hopefully your day will be more than 50, right? That's the hope. Love each other, get vaccinated. What else?
Hey, that's good enough right there for today, for Sunday.
Okay, get done. Now we've done it, so now we're looking down on you for not doing it yet.
not because you didn't get Johnson & Johnson or Pfizer or Moderna.
We don't care about that.
Get it done.
Get it done, and let's get back to work. So, James, have a great rest of your Sunday. I hope you feel better.
Thank you, Dave.
And thank you to the listeners. This has been All You Fashion Stuff. Anchor FM. Have a great day.